Ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between, we bring you back to the Space Adventure.
Everyone, I am Alan Rickman. Born to a peasant family on Zemeblion, and I worked my way all the way to King. I lost everything. I lost my family. I lost my race. I watched my planet be totally destroyed, and I was helpless. But not now. I am going to find you, Reginald, and that filthy demon. I'm going to find them both. And I am going to rain down a million Zemeblonians' fury. Foretold fiction, Alan Rickman, Space Adventure. I'm ready to kill someone.
We got this stuff up. Were we gonna just, it's been a month. We just kind of been out here. Not like, remember how we, the last time though, it was partying? Now we're just kind of living on this ship. Not really, we haven't really done much.
I mean, Archie's still locked away and Rickman won't let us go talk to him.
And we kind of broke away from the show, so, we haven't really made anything since we last turned off. I just kind of, you just going to do a dialogue or, you ever play pickleball?
I haven't tried. I've heard a lot about it. I've not played.
I'm pretty damn successful in the pickleball ring.
I mean, I'm sure Rickman can set us up with a pickleball court on the ship. I mean,
I've already been playing this whole month.
Oh, well, thanks for the invite. I wasn't sitting here bored or anything.
Well, you know, I figured you were busy with your OnlyFans.
Busy with... I'm never conscious for the OnlyFans, Jeff.
You were conscious for last week's episode.
Of what?
We did an episode last week. You were awake. We were seeing how many grapes we could fit up your ass.
I thought that was just for fun. I didn't know that was content.
Have you checked the bank account?
I mean, not really. I had no money to spend up here on the ship. I thought we were just shoving grapes up our ass because we're fucking here. Why not?
I didn't have any grapes in my ass. It was sleight of hand. I learned that, back in the day. I used to frequent a lot of underground magic shows. You know how many rabbits you kill to get the rabbit in the hat trick?
No. I'll be completely honest with you, Jeff. I've been kind of worried all week. I shoved 14 grapes in my ass, and only 13 have come out.
Actually, it was 42.
I knew I wasn't conscious the whole time, you fuck.
Dylan, it was really good content. I was videotaping all of it, zooming in right on your, as you humans would call it, brown eye.
I mean, as long as I'm still getting paid.
Yeah, you're getting to get paid.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not the worst thing that's happened to me.
The best part was when we fed them to you.
God.
You wanted it. You were asking for it. You said, Daddy, I'm hungry.
I have never and will never in my right mind.
I imagine that. That's how I saw it, though. It would say uncle. I'm like your uncle. Your sex-crazed uncle.
Not better.
All right, so we got pickleball out of the way. We got grapes up your ass out of the way. We got a topic or we just gonna, wing this? We normally have bullet points and we're usually really vastly organized with our episodes.
What podcast are you on?
Oh, hello!
What's up, Archie? Long time no see, man.
Oi, that training room, it's gonna need some work. A lot of cum. It smells like... I'd say it probably smells like the undersides of a goat's ass and... And if you would let the cum dry for about a month, which is how long I've been in there, and it's going to remind you of that schmegma you guys talked to me about as well. So you're going to mix old cum, sweat, and schmegma all into one on the underside of a goat's ass. That's what it smells like in there. Paint yourself a picture.
Yeah, hey, buddy. How's the old noggin?
Well, he was deeply sad. I even tried hanging myself a few times in there. But I didn't have anything to hang myself with. It didn't work.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's definitely what you hear with this man.
Well, and I'll tell you what. You can't masturbate yourself to death either. Hey, Trade. Go look at all the cum.
I heard about it. I believe you.
Reminds me of my dad.
Yeah. Like, Jeff. Hey, Bolt. How are you doing?
I'm gonna go make mojitos. He's clearly not okay.
I'm fine! Really? Gotta be honest, fellas. I don't see a way out of this one, though. Whatever fucking shell of my old leader that thing was, that's not him. Not anymore. And I'll be honest with you, he was already terrifying. And we're not going to be able to beat him, and we should all probably just lay around on this ship until he finds us and kills us.
What? You mean to tell me the most fiercest warrior that we've ever met is,
the power dwarf just throwing in the towel?
I'm obviously not no fucking power dwarf. Did you see me? I couldn't get me dick up. My power dwarf didn't go. It was like, and then it limp dick. And that whiskey dick for Power Dwarf.
All I'm saying is I've seen the Power Dwarf happen. We know it's a thing. We just gotta figure it out.
Well, couldn't we try getting a hold of Loki? I mean, he is the one that shot the power up my asshole.
I don't see why not. I mean, we can go to Asgard anytime we want.
No, we can't.
Right on schedule.
Why?
We can't even deal with that right now. Asgard is off limits.
Fantastic.
What? You know, Dylan, you don't have to be such a cynical bastard all the time. The thing is, I can't even get to fucking Asgard.
I thought we just put one of our friends in charge of Asgard.
Yeah, me too.
All right, probably foreshadowing for some future bullshit we're gonna have to deal with. Anyway, do we have a plan for right now?
Well, I've been around the world and back again. Been a few different planets, a few different dimensions, hit some contacts up. None of them want to help us, and they all say we're fucked. But I still got some help anyway. You know, caught in some old gambling debts, you know, some old sexual favors that I did when I was a younger man. Not proud of those. Jeff would be, but not me.
Yeah, I'd like to die.
Not now. I did, however, think that it was appropriate to, along the way, I did bring Fergus's remains, Archie. Also, side note, cannot find Ferlina. Don't know where she went. So, gonna have to add that to the old list of things to find. Arlo. We appreciate you. You're bringing them.
Yeah, looks like we're gonna have ourselves a foretold fiction funeral.
No, we're not.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna do this with just me and Arlo. You two didn't fight on the battlefield with Argus.
I mean, we...
No, not directly in unison. Arlo and I have. He's gonna get a warrior's death, and it's just gonna be warriors there. You remember those comments about journalism or whatever it was you said back in that time we were fighting the Black Wand? I ain't never forgot.
Anyway, I mean, I knew Fergus too, so I just, you know, guess I'll go fuck myself. I'm gonna go to the lounge, have a drink, wait outside.
I guess I'm joining you.
Well then, I guess we're gonna go fuck ourselves together.
Don't wink.
Hey, producers, if you could put that sound effect in for me that you did in the last episode for Arlo, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys later. Jeff, don't you dare fucking get the grapes. No, we're not doing it.
So, you want me to say anything, or are we just gonna...
No, just set them in the middle of the floor. They've been preparing for this. They've got an urn.
An urn? Why do you have an urn?
We treehorns carry a horn. It's kind of an inside joke we always had. We always have a horn to carry the ashes of a loved one in. This is gonna be Fergus's horn. I also drew a shamrock penis head on it. I thought it would be funny, but now I kind of see how it was immature.
So you want me to...
No, honestly, I think if you just put him there, put the horn there, and hit him with one of them lightning bolts, I think that'd be a really cool way to send him off.
Well, I gotta be honest, this is a little less than what I thought, but all right.
Oh, shit. Did you hear that?
The fuck was that?
Sounded like lightning. You know, I tell you, I really like the movie Grease.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah.
Just John Travolta singing in a leather jacket.
Yeah, it's I know. It's I got chills. They're multiplying. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we was going to get into it. Anyway, you liking that cocktail I made you?
I don't like the way you asked me that, Jeff.
What do you mean?
It's delicious. It's fucking great. It's perfect. Perfectly made.
He did not make that cocktail. I made that cocktail.
And you had it the entire time before you gave it to me?
Well, I handed it to Jeff to take to you.
Yeah. I think Jeff put the finishing touches on it.
Dylan, all I did was spike us with Molly.
Oh, it's Molly this time. That's
not bad. It's better.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
We're probably going to rub our dicks together and hug.
So the two of them were falling into a nice...
Hey, we're not doing that anymore. That's done.
Yeah, the murder mystery's over, dude. No more monologues.
Yeah, no more monologues. If I'm saying it, you know it's true. I still can't stand him.
That's
not changing.
He does do good camera work.
Yeah, he does. I'm not going to get it wrong. But, I mean, come on. The guy was supposed to... He's supposed to solve problems, and he didn't.
No, he's been a problem. Just a big purple fucking problem.
He's kind of a fucking idiot. Like, real bad.
I mean, you know, he's holding the mics. Like,
he doesn't even realize what we're saying because he's so fucking stupid.
All right, guys, really good. Really good. Gonna get a good zoom.
See what I'm saying?
I can't argue with you there.
Yeah, I mean, he's happy, but he's a dumbass happy. Maybe he's got it all figured out.
You know, maybe that's what life is.
Have you ever wondered what color my pubic hair was?
Jeff, can't say that I have. I just assumed it was safe to assume the carpets match the drapes there.
Well, I do shave. Love 'em. Bald as a baby's ass.
Oh, so it was a trick question.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make... You know, I mean, I just heard... what are they doing in there? They're just burning... I mean, they're not burning a whole lot. You know, here's the question. Here's one question. This is going to be a little dark, but do you think Arlo grabbed his dick and brought it? Because essentially...
I mean, it would be disrespectful if he didn't, right?
But think about this. That means Fergus got one last hand job before he went.
From a wizard, too.
That's crazy stuff, I'm just saying.
A dick in a hand.
Is definitely worth two in a bush.
Maybe the other way around on that one. I mean, a dick in the bush?
Wait,
come on.
Two dicks in hand are better in a bush?
Anyway.
We'll put a pin in that.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that. This is good stuff. I think this episode's gonna be pretty good.
Hey, Dylan and Jeff Green? I am going to need some coordinates.
Coordinates to...
we're going to do something.
I sure hope so. I'm not the one with the plan here.
Is this one of them things where you're pulling Alan Rickman's leg?
Rickman, I have no idea what the fuck we're doing.
Arlo handed out all the briefings?
Jeff, did you get a briefing?
Yeah, I got one about 40 minutes ago.
Thanks for that. Haven't seen a briefing. What are we doing?
Oh, here, I got yours too. My bad.
It just says get the axe fixed.
Yeah.
Archie's getting really good at coloring inside these lines.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I think he was trying to be a little bit like Arlo. That axe looks pretty fucking ash, but...
Okay, this doesn't tell me we're getting the axe fixed.
Yeah. Here's the one from Arlo.
Well, I think as far as funerals go, I think that was a pretty great one.
Yeah, man, it was pretty wild, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be one they were jealous to not be a part of.
So anyway, everybody read your briefings? Dylan, did you read your briefing?
I just got mine, Arlo.
Arlo, I swear I gave it to him as soon as you gave it to me. I don't know what he's talking about.
You son of a bitch.
My mother was a bitch. But she's been dead, so I would not talk about it like that.
Throwing me under the fucking bus, you dickhead. Apparently, we're going to Kentucky?
Well, yeah. We gotta get the axe fixed. Didn't you see Archie's drawing? I let him help me with the planning.
Yeah, that looks really, really good, Archie. Very well done.
It does look good, right?
Yeah, very well done.
Very well. The axe especially is detailed.
Yeah.
Now, you see, hey... You know, I was afraid you guys were going to think it wasn't any good. I know it's shite.
So, yeah, anyway, we're going to Kentucky. Going to meet a friend of mine. Name's Denny. Runs a really fucking cool podcast. KYX Files podcast, pretty great. Anyway, this motherfucker, great work on a forge. I mean, he can fix anything. He's worked on a few things for me before during the Resistance stuff.
Oh, he's the Mate blacksmith that was doing all that fine handiwork?
Yeah, man, he does his great work.
You said his name's Denny?
Yeah, that's a great name for a blacksmith, honestly.
And he lives in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Is he a human?
Yeah, man.
What kind?
A human. A fucking human. What the fuck?
Yeah, Jeff, what are you doing?
Dylan, Denny, blacksmith, Kentucky. He can fix what we need right here. The whole thing. I've already talked to him about it.
I'm on board, man. Like, let's go.
What in the fuck?
Jeff, read your briefing and shut up.
I mean, I'm going to put my readers on. I'm going to reread through this, but I'm just not really sure what's going on.
Everyone, get to your seats. Get to your seats or don't. I really don't care. But you will be flying with Alien Rickman Alpha 1. We are headed back to Earth, to Kentucky. I hear they have bluegrass. I tend to find out.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between, or outside, around the middle, up the butt, down the butt, through the puss, and possibly your own dick fucking your own vagina. Anyway, we're headed to Kentucky. To meet Denny, the blacksmith. How interesting this might be.
Yeah, I'm wholly excited for me axe to get fixed, so you know, I really don't know why you're bringing it down. All right, shut up!
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, guys, try not to act like fucking idiots. I'm just kidding, I know that's impossible.
What the fuck? This is a normal house, what? Is anybody else not confused right now? Don't even look at me and say, read the fucking briefing. I read it 6 times on the way here.
Jeff, what aren't you understanding here?
This whole thing.
We're going to a blacksmith.
Named Denny.
To get his axe fixed.
That's it. He's human? Is that
a problem?
I really don't think he's intelligent enough to understand the situation, Dilly. And why are you making this about you? I have just had the worst shit happen in my life, and I was frozen for over 1,000 years. You cock! And I'm okay with this. My damn axe is gonna get fixed.
I just am trying to put logic in a illogical scenario for what we deal with. I really don't think some human fucking blacksmith is gonna be able to fix our fucking god-powered weapon.
Jeff, are you... You look at the past of this show. And this is the most illogical situation we've been in?
Are all of you smoking fucking crack right now? What is going on? Are you guys not listening to me? Everything we've done.
You know, Jeff, if you just want to go back to the ship, you can. Because this is really, you're really just making this whole situation about yourself.
Yeah, Jeff, you're really just trying to turn. We just had your little murder mystery show, and you were the star. It's time to sit down and take a seat, boy.
Is anybody gonna knock on this fucking door, or are we just gonna stand out here like fucking car salesmen?
Well, I thought we more seemed like Jehovah Witnesses.
Yeah, the Watchtower. I get it. Anyway.
Now, if we were like Jehovah's Witnesses, we would be knocking on the door right now. Arlo, this is your dude. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just, you know.
Smoking a joint, as usual.
Uh-huh.
It's fine. Yeah. Can we knock on the door?
I mean, we can. You wanna do it?
You're the only one here who knows this guy.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I know him, and he's done a lot of stuff for me, but, I mean, what if he's got something going on?
Then it doesn't matter who knocks on the door.
I really do not fucking understand what the fuck it... Did I just fall into a time loop into a new universe? Are you fucking guys out of your mind? We're at some fucking house for a guy named Denny who has a fucking podcast... Real original, you know, and he's gonna be able to fix the fucking God web. Is all of you fucking stupid?
Who the fuck is this old man? You guys ever gonna come in or what?
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey, Arla. Guys.
Guys, come on. Jeff, please. Can you try to behave?
Yeah, that's not gonna happen, especially now. I need an Alka-Seltzer.
So what's up, man? Denny, you said it is?
Yeah.
Good to meet you, dude.
How are you? Watch out behind you. It's hot steel.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Dylan, what's the fuck out?
I'm trying. Fuck, my bad. Jesus.
He's a professional. You're supposed to be a professional. Be professional in front of my friend.
Fucking sorry, Arlo.
Yeah, Dilly, you're really making an arse of yourself.
Archie, I heard about the loss. My heart's broken for you.
Thank you, brother. I can tell you no pain. I can see it in your eyes.
Did you all bring it?
Did we bring what?
What I'm gonna fix.
I was talking about my axe!
Well, did you bring it, RG?
We may have left it on the ship. No, you didn't. Yeah, man. Take a look at it.
All right, let's see what we got here.
No, I mean, feel it.
An eldritch horn, huh? You realize this is really dangerous, right? This is Dwemer steel.
Are we fucking kidding right now?
What?
How the fuck does he know this shit? Is anybody gonna fucking...
Jeff, shut the fuck up. He's a blacksmith.
God damn it.
This blade's been notched by Dwemer steel. It can't be damaged unless it's hit by the same steel.
What did I tell you? Right? I mean, he's fucking...
Obviously, yeah.
Amazing.
Archie, do you know anything about when this was made? Do you know how old it is?
I don't quite know. It was gifted to me. That's how you got to become what I became for my king. Became a general. I fought many and many a wars with the Sox.
So it says.
I'm impressed that you know so much that I don't know.
This was forged by great dwarfs. They whispered the steel. That's the only way it can be reforged. I can fix this, but Archie will have to assist me. Everyone will have to assist me.
Oh, fuck! You're telling me that I'm gonna have a hand crafting a weapon that I get to kill with.
If we're lucky.
I got a question there, Mr. Denny.
Sure.
Are you up to date on my inability to power dwarf? I'm having power dwarf dysfunction. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Borrowed magic from someone else. I get it. I get it.
Well, fellas, I'm sold.
Now, hold the fuck on. Wait a fucking minute. Are we really just not gonna get the backstory here? Are we really not gonna interview this guy? How the fuck? Hold on. I see ya. Are we not just gonna interview Danny from fucking Kentucky? A human that knows all this shit about stuff that's thousands and thousands and thousands of years older than him and us?
It all checks out to me, Jeff.
Did you think Arlo was going to bring us to somebody who doesn't know anything about what the fuck we're doing?
Yeah, man. Did you just kind of think that I'm not a mastermind behind everything and don't have an idea or a plan? I mean, it's really insensitive of you.
Well, I'm the asshole for asking the logical questions. I'm sorry. I'll just sit back here. Tell me what you need me to do, Mr. Denny, the fucking blacksmith.
Probably the bellows.
Of course.
We're going to need a lot of heat for this. Do you see this fang embedded in the handle? This wasn't always the way of the dwarf. This is Eldritch. Well, it part Eldritch. They twisted the dwarf's rage, fed it, made him more bloodthirsty, and in return, it feeds the Eldritch. It gives them more power. But there's a lot of dwarf here. There's a lot of dwarf magic here.
Was that what the king was talking about?
It must be.
He was mumbling that bullshit.
I mean, he's the one that gave it to you.
And he gave me that fucking demonic piece of crap. A broke from his sword. How does that even make any sense?
Well, we could reforge this, but we need more dwarf magic. We have to add something of yours to it.
What do we need to do?
Well, okay, so this blade edge has been notched badly, and parts of it have been shattered. It shouldn't have happened, though. I can only think that the purity of the Dwemer steel has been somehow polluted by the fang, or whatever this is. So if we reforge it, we may be able to add something of the dwarves back to it, maybe able to repurify it.
What would you need?
Well, if we had maybe an old weapon of an ancestor, or an heirloom of some sort, something powerful, something personal. It has to be something directly linked to Archie. He has to give a part of himself to it that he's willing to give.
Archie, anything come to mind?
Well, we could either use the ashes, or we could use Fergus's dick. Yeah, I kind of thought possibly something like this might happen. I thought having two options, I didn't know if maybe flesh or ashes would work.
See, Dylan, I was wondering if they grabbed his dick or not. They did, and it's there. Can I see it?
Jeff, don't touch his fucking dick. Jesus Christ. Show some respect.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, I have a question, Mr. Denny. Is my cousin's horn going to be suffice, or is it his ashes? Or do you need all of them?
We'll use all of them.
All right. Arlo, we're pretty smart guys for that one.
You have to understand there's a legend. Legend has it, though, if you put the remains of a loved one into a Dwemer weapon, or Dwarven weapon, depending on how you pronounce it, that person will join you in the fight. The spirit of that person will be part of the weapon.
You mean every team I fight, my brother, my kin, he'll be there with me?
Sort of. Well, what I'm saying is that by adding more of your people to it, and you'll have to be there, I'll need you to whisper the steel. Somewhere inside you, you have to remember how to do it. You whisper the steel, I'll strike. We'll purify this axe. All of your people will fight with you.
You see, Jeffy, does that answer your question? He couldn't know that I could still whisper into dwarven-type steels or weaponry without being a knowledgeable man.
Yeah, sure. We're just gonna go with that, I guess. I mean, we're not gonna, you know, how does he know it? But I'm the asshole. Okay.
So, we getting started on the axe, or...?
Yeah. Arlo, I'll need you to light this forge. It has to be hotter than ever before. I don't think the forge is going to survive this one. There's aprons hanging up behind you guys. I have a burlap part of a tent, Jeff, if you want to put that on.
Is that wholly necessary for this process, or is that some kind of thing you're doing because you're fucking with me because I'm asking questions that you clearly don't want to answer?
I'm trying to protect you from the slag that's going to be flying in every direction. And this is dwarven steel, which means that this slag can burn through you guys.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Denny. If I see you in a dark alley, you're going to need protection from the slag I'm going to give you. I'll put on the burlap sack. Fucking, like we're doing fucking bag racing and shit. This is so fucking stupid. I fucking hate this shit.
Jeff, why do you have such a fucking stick up your ass?
Yeah, fuck off, Jeff. This isn't about you anymore. I just covered that. It's about me and my wrist or axe. And you're actually, why don't you fucking sit down and listen? Because you're about to hear some shit you ain't heard in ever. That's an old tongue.
Yeah, grab Fergus's dick and calm down.
Well, I mean...
Nope. We need that dick.
Man, I was... But what are you gonna do with that dick?
Does it need to be in full form, or are you just fucking with me? Should I just go ahead and turn it to ash?
You can. If it protects it, I need as much of Fergus's remains as possible. His ashes.
Well, obviously you're not gonna have any problem getting a little more ashes. I mean, we three were there, yeah, you know.
It's quite impressive, yeah. And it should be plenty.
Delia, we got a lot of meat.
Oh, I've seen it.
I just think if you go ahead and turn it to ash, or I can, it doesn't matter. I won't have to worry about it disappearing when I need it. You know what I mean? I'm not pointing fingers, just.
Yeah, I wildly feel like that was pointed directly at me. You know, this guy's a dick.
He just sounds professional to me. He's trying to...
Yeah.
No. So, the bellows, though, they're right there next to you. There's two chains. Pull the left one to open. Pull the right one to close. We need to get this thing hot. This axe... It's gonna take almost more than I can produce here. Arlo, I'll need fire. Can you do that?
I'm gonna get you fire. And, I'll do my best to protect your equipment with magic.
Should be fine. But, most of this is already protected.
I'm gonna bring the fire from the sun, baby.
Do it.
All right.
As much as we can get.
You just want me to go ahead and fucking get it rolling? Because it's gonna be... It won't be bad.
I'm gonna have to pull this handle out of this. I guess they would pull it. Well, that was easy. It's shattered. Okay, I'll have to redrift this.
Oh, I'm getting fucking hard in the pants. This reminds me of when I used to sit there as a wee lad and watch the blacksmiths of old fucking just hammer away.
You guys could see it's split right down the middle. That crack,
Am I over here in the right place? Is this how you do it?
That's it. Yeah, if you got it.
All right.
Going fantastic.
Thank you. You fucking... Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is that
fuck
guy?
You, Dylan.
Is that guy always this aggressive?
No, honestly, dude.
He's just having a bad day. Don't pay him no mind. He's disrespectful.
Yeah, I understand. It's fine. Okay, Dylan, if I could get you, take these tongs.
Got it, man.
You got gloves on? You're going to need it. You do not want to get burnt by this.
I do now.
All right, fellas. You fucking ready? Because here we go.
Okay, not yet. You'll see it. It'll start glowing. It's going to look like the sun, okay? When I tell you, grab it with the tongs. Move it to the anvil. Archie, I need you to grab handfuls of the ashes and throw them onto the axe right as I swing.
All right, I can do that. I'm going to be literally fingering my dead cousin's ashes, right? That's fine. All right, you guys are going to need to fucking, get this work going.
This is really hard to try to fucking keep this forge together and bring the fire of the sun.
I'm ready when you are, man. Let me know when it's good.
A little bit longer. A little bit farther. It's starting to turn white. Okay, Dylan, grab it and flip it over.
I got it. Jesus Christ, this thing's fucking heavy. There's not that much axe. Why is it...
Stop being a bitch!
Why is it so heavy,
because
though?
Because it's my axe!
Dwarvish metal gets heavier the hotter it gets. More ashes, the
now
other side.
Fucking dummy.
Ashes, other side, now.
I feel like I'm at a wedding throwing flowers, but it's ashes of my dead family. Oh, God. Fucking all your ashes. All over you.
Okay. We're almost ready. Archie, you have to ask Fergus to join the axe.
Yours always is, Shanda. For the contest, Shanda, you are the survivor. Even the mission of hell. Fergus, cool down your heart.
Okay, everybody, get back.
Ah, my ass.
Oh, this thing's fucking heavy.
I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to be naked under this burlap sack.
Okay, flip it upright. Quickly.
Upright.
Hurry up!
I'm there!
I have to remove this.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, here, let me help you with that.
Well, the axe looks good as new.
Stop the bellows. Stop the bellows. Tell him to quit.
Jeff, stop the bellows.
No, I didn't know. I didn't remember the name. Sorry.
All right, Archie. Last thing I'm going to ask for you. This forge is falling apart. It's done. I need you to grab the handle. It's going to be like grabbing the face of the sun.
I'm not no fucking pussy!
I never thought you were, buddy. Grab that and imprint yourself to this axe.
All right, fellas. Here I go. You ready? You ready?
Do it.
Oh! Oh, yeah! Power
Blast!
Well,
was that supposed to happen?
I am gonna apologize to you, Denny. Fine work.
Apology accepted.
Archie, are you good?
Oh, I'm better than good, Dilly. I'm powerful again.
So what about the fang?
Do whatever you want with it, but it cannot stay with me. I don't want nothing to do with it. The reason you feel so good, Archie, is because that thing has been feeding off of you for as long as you've had it.
That's why I couldn't power up!
Well, what good is it? I mean, what is it, first of all?
It's the tooth of an eldritch horror. Somebody wanted to connect to it. I don't know why you would, personally.
We've got to destroy this thing.
I'm gonna start cleaning up.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, he got the job done, man.
I fucking know, but there's something else about him.
Look, Denny, thank you very much for helping us.
Thank you very much, Denny, but...
My pleasure, yeah.
Yeah.
I love working on Dwarvish steel.
How is that a thing? All right, I'm done. I'm gonna go ahead and start walking back to the ship, because this shit doesn't make any sense to me. Like the Denny, that was great. The burlap sack, that was a nice trick. And slipping me that note about getting naked, fuck you. But that was funny.
Well, yeah, you can't keep his burlap tent.
Well, my clothes are gone, so I'm gonna keep it. It's a memory for me. What a worst day I've ever had.
I meant to put it on over your clothes. None of you had to get naked for this.
I'd like to see everyone else's notes. They were slipped.
I don't know what he means.
I just thought it'd be cooler if I took my shirt off.
That's why I'm naked. I just didn't mean you guys had to be.
I just thought, you know, all for one for all kind of thing here.
Yeah, no.
I can say it was quite a rush when I was getting a little bit of tinkies on my horn. It made me feel alive.
Yeah.
Burned a couple of my bowl hairs, too.
A little hot slag on the legs, man. It's, yeah, invigorating, you know? Just a hot load of dwarven slag, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I really don't understand how none of you are raising questions that we just got a guy.
Jeff, he's a fucking blacksmith. Just let him be a blacksmith. Right. What's the problem?
All right.
Arlo, what's with your friend here, man? I thought we agreed, like, you know, no questions, no answers. I do the job.
And I tried. He's not going to get any answers. That's fine. We'll settle up later about the other stuff, too.
Sure thing. Oh, Archie, take this with you. At some point, you're going to bury that axe into somebody who really deserves it.
Yeah.
I made you a dwarvish steel handle, so use this hammer to hammer it all the way through. If you get to that point, you get that axe in there and it just won't go any further, it's a dwarvish hammer, bud. Keep that with you. It's small, but it packs a punch. You can hammer the axe all the way through.
How does he know that?
Jeff.
Shut up! He just gave me a small dwarven hammer that packs a punch, and I'm going to keep it. And I'm going to do exactly what I said when we... No. Anyway, we've got a lot of things to do.
Yeah. Arlo, you think you could maybe get some info on this Eldridge Fang thing? Do we need to destroy it? Can we use it? Like, is it dangerous? What?
Yeah. If we can't figure out how to destroy it, we're going to have to protect it for literally the rest of our existence. Because if that deranged, maniacal dwarf king gets a hold of that thing, we're fucked. I'm going to take it with me for the time being. I got to do my disappearing act. I got to go talk to someone. I'm going to do my best to cloak this thing. But I don't want you guys to freak out. Because if we don't do this right, everyone you know and love will die and be enslaved, and we are all going to die horrible deaths. Anyway, Denny, catch you later.
Like, hold on, wizard. Let me put that in a box. I don't need you getting corrupted by this thing. Yeah. Here's a rune steel box. Keep it in that. It'll slow the effects.
Yeah. Thanks, man. You always remind me of the things I forget. I am old.
No problem, man. Wizards.
Wizards.
Fucking wizards.
Catch y'all later.
Again, hate to be the guy that keeps getting everyone mad, but what? I mean...
He gave him a box to keep the fang in.
You know, this is just absolutely fucking ridiculous at this point. How am I the only one? I just don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. This is a bad dream.
Whatever you gotta tell yourself.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. The way I'm looking at it, it's a fucking wet dream. Cause I got my power back. My axe is better than ever. And now we stand a fighting chance of surviving something. But the way Arlo left, I'm gonna say that I'm probably gonna go back to my training room and come all over it. With my new axe, of course.
Well, Arlo just kinda left us awkwardly in your house here, man. Do you want help, like, cleaning up, or...
I got one last question. Is it supposed to hum the whole time?
Yeah. It's gonna do that. Don't worry about the tools. They'll clean themselves up.
What? You know what? Whatever. I'm being cool. Cool as a cucumber Jeff, they call me. Not even gonna fucking ask how his tools clean themselves up. Fuck, I need a Viagra.
You guys mind getting that spaceship out of my backyard?
Yeah, sorry. Guys, we, you ready to get out of here?
You know, I've been, ready to get out of here since I was getting all that slag up my ass.
All right, grab everything and, thanks again, Denny. Rickman, we're on our way out, man. Sure the ship's warmed up. We gotta get out of here.
You see, that would be a problem.
Why is that a problem?
I'm just kidding.
Here we go. Sit tight.
Everyone, I'm Archie Treehorn from Foretold Fiction, and this spaceship ride is brought to you by the Kentucky X-Files podcast. Go and find them on their website, their show. I even hear the new guy they got to do their voiceover in the beginning is a real jackass. So if you want to give them a try, they're all about cryptids and talking about the things you don't want to know. And Denny wanted me to remember, always look up or some kind of shite like that. Anyway, Foretold Fiction, space adventure commences again.